Through the United Soybean Board and the checkoff program, we were in Vietnam about 3 weeks ago now, and our mission was to fact-finding to see if we can make an exchange of some of their elite high-yielding varieties, some of the 5 peas per pod varieties, that we might can bargain with them for some type of a switch-off. You know, we have need here for drought-tolerant soybeans in America, more so than for wet feet or wet-tolerant soybeans. Vietnam has a lot of rice paddies. They double-crop soybeans with rice on the same type soil that's wet-natured, low-level lying land that's flood-irrigated. And their need is for soybeans that will tolerate water or flood. We're in hopes, we met with the Minister of Ag, that we can make a swap off with some of these high elite yielding varieties for some of our flood tolerant soybeans. So this is in the works. We'll have to wait and see what the results is. But this was a fact-finding mission to see what we could work out with the Vietnamese.
Something you might, if it works out, then you'd share with universities or private companies? Or
This would be for the soybean farmer at large across America, to benefit every soybean farmer, we hope.
Now, the other thing you'd mentioned was a soybean quality survey?
We are doing a survey for oil and protein content, hopefully with as many American soybean farmers throughout America, every state, to see what the variance in the oil and protein of soybeans and see if we can determine why and what causes these variance in protein and oil from the Southeast, the Midwest, the West, and see why this takes place. So we're providing sample bags for the farmer, soybean farmer, to get these samples in hopefully by October 31st. We're providing the return address envelope and a bag to collect a 1 pound sample, hopefully to get it in by October 31st. The farmer in return will be provided the results of his sample of whatever variety that he chooses to send in. So that's our mission at the current point.